it's a sad day for racing, and it's the unacceptable face of racing. And the RSPCA feel very strongly that now that this has happened 2 years in succession, that there has to be a great deal more impetus in making this race safer. Simply talking about it isn't good enough. There has to be action, and that action has to be fundamental, and it has to be a completely look at the whole race, not specifically one thing. One of the areas that I will be putting forward is risk factors and the number of finishers, because when horses fall, the likelihood of them injuring themselves or dying is high. There's not enough horses finishing on the Grand National.
It's one of the things that needs looking at as well, is it appears, and I appreciate that we're talking only hours afterwards, that one of them may have sustained the injury running loose after he fell.
Loose horses is always a problem, but it's not specific to racing. That can happen anywhere, and you don't bring it. When you say a loose horse, we're talking about synchronized, I take it. Synchronized, obviously, could well have been. Until I've actually seen that, I really don't want to comment on it. I'm sorry.
But what about from here? I mean, if you were Aintree, what would you feel the next stage ought to be now?
I'd revisit beaches. I would have a look at drop jumps in general, and I'd have a look at the jump structures in general. And I would try and replicate more that the horses are prepared to jump day after day on other race courses.
Are you effectively saying that today, which obviously was the first year since last year's recommendations, amongst which was the quality of the horse, when you had a Gold Cup, when you had horses that had to be over that has not, that today has proved that was not the answer?
That is definitely not the answer. You're not getting much better quality horse than synchronised, and I feel very sorry for the owner, the trainer and the girls that look after that horse, because they must be devastated tonight.